6. Keep calm and carry on. Sometimes things go wrong. Maybe your mic starts malfunctioning or your subject doesn't want to talk about the only thing you wanted to talk about. Either way, you're not going to get the interview you want. But don't let that stop you from getting something out of it. The audience, the camera person, the producer, the subject, if they're not being difficult, all look to you. If there's an issue, explain what happened, how you're working around it, and then move on. Mic doesn't work? I apologize for the technical issues we're experiencing. I'm going to switch off my mic now and share yours, if you don't mind, for the next few questions. Now, what are your thoughts on... Subject walks right by you? Looks like X is focused on their next match, where they face the defending champions in a best of three. We'll try to catch up with them later, but for now, let's go back to the booth and see what our analysts have to say. If you look frustrated or angry or helpless or scared, the audience will pick up on that. Potential future employers will also pick up on that. You don't want to get a reputation as someone who falls apart. Why would someone hire you for a big tournament if you can't handle regular-sized stress? Mistakes, missteps, and miscues are inevitable, but they don't have to drag you down. First, accept that problems will happen. Then, realize that you can turn mistakes into a way to showcase your professionalism and your cool head under pressure, turning a short-term negative into a long-term positive.